This is an interview with Ricardo Palastro, Head of Evaluation at DARA, on the Interagency Real-Time Evaluation of the Humanitarian Response to Floods in Pakistan last year. Ricardo, what is a real-time evaluation?
A real-time evaluation is an evaluation that provides immediate feedback to those managing and implementing a humanitarian response. This is a type of evaluation that came out back in the 90s, and you have two different types of these evaluations. One that is a single agency real-time evaluation, and the other one is an interagency one.
What have been the key challenges faced by the humanitarian community in the response to the Pakistan floods? How are they being overcome?
Well, the first and the biggest challenge has been the sheer scale of the disaster. The magnitude of this disaster has been impressive. You had 20 million people affected. That's over the 2005 earthquake, together with Katrina, together with the Haiti earthquake, together with Cyclone Nargis, together with the tsunami. If you sum up all these disasters, you do not get to this number of affected people. Then there have been challenges that are more related to the economic impact. I think it represents 5.8% of the GDP, according to the World Bank. And then you have another dimension that affects directly the response, so the actors in the field. There you have a very different response province by province. In Baluchistan and KPK, you had a humanitarian community that was already present dealing with the IDP crisis that started back in 2008-2009. In KPK, you had a long-standing experience that came out of the 2005 earthquake. However, in provinces like Punjab and Sindh, there were huge challenges because you had no implementing partner with humanitarian experience previously, while in the other two provinces you already had partners. Then there have been constraints due to access, to security, and to other elements that were already also present there. Challenges also have been in terms of the capacity of actors to respond. Very few actors have the capacity to scale up and to meet the needs. Maybe one of the few sectors that managed to meet the need was food.
Thank you. For more information, please visit www.darainte.org.